Chapter 2, in which we invite you to drink an imaginary pint or two and listen to gossip about royals and revolutionaries, romance and ruin.
Well done for arriving safely. You should now be on the corner of Grove Street and Barnes Terrace, outside a large white building. Can you see the old pub sign still there from her glory days? It says the Princess of Wales. Good. Well, here is another magical place on our journey that's very dear to my heart. Dire Straits lived in Deptford in the mid to late 70s. They played gigs in all the local pubs. They sung their songs to the old dockers, draftsmen, posties and punks of Deptford, who loved every minute of it.
The rumour is that in this pub, Mark Knopfler attended a gig of a jazz band who were doing their set to a load of unimpressed locals, but it inspired that first hit that launched them into becoming a world-class arena band.
The dear old local boozer has been the focal point of the community throughout the ages.
Yeah, it's a great place to unwind, man, chill out and most importantly, catch up on all the local gossip.
Mum started dancing on the bar in the Black Horse after she heard the war was over. She only left the pram outside.
Auntie Dolly said the Jolly Sailor's gone. Bombed to bits last night.
Am I drunk? Or have I just seen a load of firemen pulling a bus by a rope all the way to the Queen Victoria pub?
The Boozer was the place where the news both locally and nationally was discussed in earnest.
I heard that Marlowe was killed by the government for spying. They're saying it was a pub brawl because he wouldn't pay his bill. But they're also saying he faked his death and went to France to write plays. I think that's worse than dying, if you ask me.
Kath Duncan's doing one of her talks outside the pub. She's supporting the trade unions, calling for strikes and revolution and singing the red flag. The police are threatening to arrest her and say she's disturbing the peace. But there's 3,000 people outside cheering her on.
That's what you get when you give women a vote.
We've seen many a pub come and go in our time round here.
And we trees have been used to build the walls, lay the floors and store the booze in barrels.
The pub hasn't gone away, but fashions change and prices rise and nothing stays the same forever, which is a shame. So I beg you, go and visit your local boozer.
I recommend the Black Horse down Evelyn Street. The one Johnny Wickham mentioned earlier? They have a great quiz night. Here's one for you. What year did the real Princess of Wales, Diana, visit Deptford? You may think about the answer to that question as you continue your journey. Keep walking down Grove Street, sticking to the right-hand side of the road, until you come to the old dockyard entrance, near the corner of a road called Lee Way. You can listen to another local story we overheard as you walk. When you arrive, press Chapter 3.
Well, my name's Stevie Hayes, and here's my story about my granddad, Ronald Sutton. My granddad, Ronald, actually lived here as a kid and then moved out to Edmonton, which was a borough somewhere. And he moved back here when he was a younger man. He worked on the docks and he eventually got a job on the boats where he spent most of his time as a merchant seaman. One day when he was back in the port in Deptford, he went out drinking with his friend. And he ended up getting quite drunk in Lewisham Central. The police picked him up and thought he was just a regular drunk and took him to a sort of a halfway home where they get sober up for the morning. My granddad Ronald did get sober up. It was on the top of Deptford High Street and realised that it was when he woke up that he was late for the boat and didn't know where he was. He ran out, barely dressed, and he ran up to the top of Tenners Hill. He ran out to Tenners Hill, and on Tenners Hill there was a horse stable at the time. He knew the horse stable boy who was working there, and he said, "Listen, I need to borrow your horse." My granddad had a bit of a reputation of being a bit of a character. The man said, "All right, here you go." Paid him 50p, I think, or something around that money, with the horse and with it all the way down Deptford High Street as they were setting up the stalls. With him all the way down, all the way up to Convoy's Wharf Docks, where he got off the boat, realised that his boat was not parked in Convoy's Docks, was actually parked in Greenwich Docks, and then had to rid it all the way up to Greenwich, which was not actually that far. And he got on his boat and he was told off for being 15 minutes late.